Hello, this is 5 Minutes the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 757, and we're talking about the death of Christ, and we're moving into our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and I'm sure by this time you'll be able to see it offhand, isn't it? Of the calf, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And that's why I pause, always pause here and say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're talking about the death of Christ. Look, the physical events were not the revelator, right? And you've gone for Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." And remember how we did it. We say, if you're going to pay attention to God's word, going to decrease the attention and the time you give to other things, and make God's word your priority. So we've spoken extensively about it. If you want to go back into the archives, and you will see there is so much for you to learn. If you're just joining us today, welcome you, please. You would benefit if you could go back. It's just 5 minutes. You just listen, let it play on and on, and you have so much information. There's a wealth of information there, and so don't be deterred by the number. It's just 5 minutes. Of course, the 5 minutes, sometimes I go over, you know. Okay, so today we're talking about Matthew 11. What happened there? Jesus spoke to a fig tree. He said, "You know, man who eats fruit of you." The disciples came and said, Master, the fig tree that I guess is dead. And Jesus says something profound in Mark 11, 23. And that is where we are now. We're looking at that scripture critically, because he said, say to the mountain, say it three times. Why would Jesus put emphasis on the say it? So Mark 11, 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So he saith three times. And I said to you, the emphasis of Jesus was because he was emphasizing the power of words. You know, when you're learning, I don't know, what was it, philosophy or one of the anthropology or something, they would tell you that in those olden times, a lot of people put emphasis on words because they believe words were like this. Let them say what they want to say. But the truth is that from the Bible, and they all, you know, gleaned something from the Bible. They didn't understand. So that's why they would say what they're saying. But if you will look at it, Jesus was giving us, listen, the keys to his miracles. And I know that somebody's here listening to me and say, I know that I'm meant for the supernatural. I know that God is going to use me. I know. If you know it, then my dear, you have to listen to what I'm saying here, because Jesus is giving us the key to his miracles. Because he didn't put any cutlass, any chainsaw, anything to the tree. He spoke words to the tree. And now is the tree going to hear Jesus when the tree has not got ears? When you come into the supernatural, you see that inanimate objects can be spoken to and they will hear. For example, Jesus spoke to trees, he spoke to the sea, he spoke to the wind, he spoke to fish. He spoke to so many things that under normal circumstances in mind, you will not speak to them. But when we move into the spirit realm, listen, the medical doctor will tell me, when you come into the world of medicine, this, and give me the rules. The anthropologist will say, when you come into the world of anthropology, this is what. The person who is in language, you say, listen, when you come to language, this is it. And then, and now, a verb, tell me those things. But when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to spiritual things, you also ought to hear and hear well that in the spirit realm, these are things that were created by words. And we will go in depth into that, because when we go to Genesis, you will see how God created it by words. These things were created. Words formed them. Words created them. Words are their parents. So immediately you speak words, they will all salute and say, "Yes, sir." They know, they understand, they were brought forth by words. And it is words that they obey. So that is why Jesus spoke to inanimate objects. It wasn't because he was mad. And when you speak to your bank note, you speak to your ATM card, it's not because you are mad. But you understand. You understand. How am I going to get my miracle? By words. Words created all things. All things respond to words. You are so blessed. 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 Please come back for more and share the link with somebody. Somebody needs to hear these words I'm speaking.